It was nighttime. It was raining. It was nighttime and it was raining, and Anna could not sleep. Every time she was about to fall asleep, her eyes snapped open and she was wide awake again. She could hear the sounds of the city and the rain and the world outside her walls. So she slipped into her coat and her shoes and out of her window and into the night. It was very dark outside, but the sky was sprinkled with stars like the ground was sprinkled with rain. Anna tipped back her head and let the rain fall right into her mouth. It tasted like nighttime. With her head tilted back, Anna was staring right up at the big round moon, and she whispered, "Hello, moon." And although she could not prove it, she was pretty sure the moon said hello back. So Anna and the moon went for a walk in the city. The streets were very quiet, just Anna and the moon and the stars and the rain. Anna turned a corner, and suddenly, in the dim light of a street lamp, there were two green eyes staring out at her. It was a fox. The fox was wearing a smart red coat and little white bobby socks and eating leftover chips from a paper bag. "Would you like to come for a walk?" asked Anna. The fox did not reply, but it probably did want to, thank you very much. The street lamp could not come for a walk because it was at work. So Anna and the moon and the stars and the rain and the fox went on their walk. And the rain was getting stronger. They came to a little row of shops, which were all shut, but a few of their signs and lights were still flickering away in the dark. Anna and the fox stopped and watched as a lorry pulled up. A man in a bright orange vest jumped off the back of the lorry. He was big and stocky, and his face was as bright as his vest. He peered down at Anna. "Shouldn't you be home in bed?" he asked. The fox narrowed his eyes at the man. He huffed and turned and hoisted a huge metal bin from outside one of the shops onto his back and emptied it into the lorry and drove away. Thank you. ignored him and went on with her walk. She ran her fingers through the wet leaves of a hedge. The raindrops splashed down onto the fox, who shook his nose and sneezed. He and Anna both pulled their coats closer around them. The moon kept shining. They came to an overpass, a street across the sky. Beneath them thundered trains and traffic and little lives in metal boxes. The sky rolling above them. The moon hid behind a cloud because it was quite scary. Anna could see a new part of the city. Beyond the road and the railway was a queue of plain concrete buildings. Noise thudded out of basements and doorways. There were crowds of people, but no one looked up and saw Anna and the fox, or the moon, or even the rain. A car pulled up by the queue of buildings and people. And out got a girl with golden shoes. She was wearing a dress that sparkled like all the stars in the sky and had bright white hair like the moon. She was humming to herself and tapping her feet. She didn't seem to mind the rain at all, even when she dropped her keys and had to scoop them up out of a puddle. much care for parties he had not been invited to, and the rain was getting heavier, so they walked on. The square with the fountain was empty, apart from the moon and the stars and the rain, who had got there before Anna and the fox did. The fox weaved around Anna's feet a few times. He was dancing, and Anna danced with him. The stars danced with each other, and the rain danced with everyone. But the moon had nobody to dance with. His usual partner wouldn't be awake until sunrise. And Anna felt sad for the moon because he had walked all this way and couldn't join in. She sat down next to the fountain and looked down into it, the water rippled by the rain. And she saw a second moon. There in the water was another moon, beaming up at the one in the sky. So Anna danced with the fox, and the stars danced with each other, and the rain danced with everyone, and the moon did not dance alone. Came to dance and brought lightning with it, and the party was over. The rain was suddenly pounding down, and Anna turned and ran out of the square and past where the girl with golden shoes had got out of the car, the rain crashing down around her, the fox jumping around the raindrops, and the moon gliding silently above. Over the overpass they went, the wind blowing around Anna's shoes and the fox's socks.
Thank you.
bridge and the shops and the street, and suddenly the bin lorry was there. Driving away through a puddle, splashing Anna and the fox, although not the moon, which was far enough away from the puddle to stay dry. The lights of the lorry and shops were joined by a great fork of lightning across the sky and another bang of thunder. And Anna was running along her street and back to her house. Of thunder. And Anna was fast asleep.